first year in Shemitah, Shabbos Aretz on the Rambam, first year, Hey, Or Lehei Cheshvan, Toshinayan Dalit. So we're learning the Sefer Shabbos Aretz, which is a cook Sefer on the Rambam, Hilchos Shemitah. What? We'll be learning Rav Kook Sefer, which is it's not as extensive a perush as the Derech Emuna on the Rambam, it's like a Mishnah Berurah and a Bir Halacha, a Shaar Tzion, but we'll see as we go through it. The Machon HaTorah B'Haaretz, which is now in Ashkelon, it used to be in Kfar Darom, unfortunately, it was chased, kicked out of there. They have footnotes on the Sefer Shabbos Aretz. We'll be using the footnotes extensively, very, very well done footnotes. And, okay, that's all. The Mavol, everybody, you hear of Cook, you hear Hetta Mechira. Rav Cook, you don't get to go to a psychiatrist. Rav Cook, Hetta Mechira. But, Rav Cook was not the instigator of the Hetta Mechira, by the way, for Shemitah. It was instigated many, many years before him in Europe from Yitzchok Gochan Inspector. And we'll be, after we learn a little in the coming weeks, we'll take a break and we'll talk about what's called the Hetta Mechira. And he has a Mavo, his Mavo to the Sefer Shabbos Aretz is about the Hetta Mechira and all the halachic halachic issues. We're not talking about it has to be a mechira. It can't be a joke. So it's a mechira. But then there's a lot of halachic issues. Even if it is a mechira, can you do work on a goy's field on Shvius? It's a goy's field, so what? Right? There's a lot of issues involved, and he talks about all those issues in the Mavo. Okay, so the Mavo is about Hetta Mechira. Then he starts just on the Rambam. Okay. So we'll start. Okay, we'll start with the Rambam. Mitzvah say. Okay, Shvius has different aspects, right? It has the aspect of the Isser Malacha, not to do agricultural Malacha. Then there's the aspect that Peros, that are Peros of Shvius, have a Kedusha, and have to be treated a certain way. Say, if you didn't do any malacha, how would they pay Rosh Shvius? Well, this is fruit. Fruit is always there. You don't have to do malacha to have fruit. And vegetables can grow on their own. And there's other ways we'll be learning about how you can have pay Rosh Shvius. So they have a kedusha, and there's a lot of dinim with pay Rosh Shvius. You're not allowed to do schorah with them. You're not allowed to waste it. It's kadosh. It's kadosh to get food. That's kedusha Shvius. And, of course, a person has to be mafker his field, so that people can come in and take it. It's after he can't treat it as his own property. So that's the three major inyonim of Shvius. The Issa Malacha, the Isra Avoda, Isra Avoda, and the Hefker of the Peros, and the Kedusha of the Peros, that it's Hefker, you go in, you pick an apple, if it has Kedusha Shvius, so it has to be treated a certain way. So the Rambam, you go say the Rambam. Rambam starts off with Issa Malacha. Mitzvah say Lishbos B'Shono Hashvius Me'Avodas Haaretz V'Avodas Ho'Ilanos. That's trees also. The Rambam holds trees is the Oraisa also. It's called a Shenemar B'Shov Sohaaretz Shabbos Lashem. That's a mouthful, because he talks about the person. Mitzvah say Lishbos, Pashas is talking about the person, but the Pasuk is Vishav Sahoret Shabbos Lashem, so we'll see the ramifications of that Lashem. He brings down, so according to the Rambam, that's the primary Pasuk of the Mitzvah say. He then brings down another Pasuk, Benemar Bechorish Uvakotzer Tishbos, which is in Shmos. The first Pasuk is in Bahar. Right? Tishbos is a question that could be talking about Shabbos, it could be talking about Shemitah. That's already Sugyas and Shas. The Rambam is using it for Shemitah. the chorish of Hakotzu Tishbos. V'chalos and melacha me'avot. How come I heard you? We'll see. It's okay. Next week there'll be half the people. The week after there'll be a third of the people. Don't worry. V'chalos and melacha me'avodos ha'aretz o'hilonos b'shana zu. So if you do melacha on the land or on a tree, which is connected to the land, bito mitzvah saseh. There's also the lavim that we're maybe more familiar with. Shnema sotcha lo tizra. Zriya, it didn't say. Sotcha lo tizra v'kamacha lo tizmor. That's zriya and katsira, or betzira. Planting and reaping. So that's the lav. We'll see, as we go through the Rambam, we'll see the Araisas, the Rabbonons, others, and talk like you have on Shabbos. This is all we're at the beginning, we're at the very beginning. For the Rambam, it's mashma that even, that if you plant, you're also over the Asay, the Shavsar at Shabbos Lashem. So you have an Asay and a Los Asay. What Rav Kook talks about first, and we'll see the Derech Hamun also talks about it, is the major shaila. It has ramifications lahalacha. It's a conceptual shaila on who, what exactly is the mitzvah saseh? The shavsa ha'aretz Shabbos Lashem. You could say it's only on the gavra. There's really a few tzedakim. It could be on the gavra, like Shabbos. I have to rest. I have to not do malacha. So even though the posuk says v'shavsa oret Shabbos Lashem, but the right mitzvah saseh lishbos b'shana hashviyas, that's on the gavra. I'm not suggesting that the karka has a mitzvah saseh, even though it's b'mitzvah, but I don't know if it's Jewish. But the question is, if the person's mechuyev to see to it that the land rests, just like on Shabbos, you have to see to it that your behemah rests. Let's say there's an isser on the behemah. You have to make sure your behemah doesn't do malacha. And according to Beis Shammai, to make sure that your kelim don't do malacha. So that's one side, that you have to make sure that the oretz is shoveis. That's a tzad. Or maybe not. Maybe it's all on the gavra. So that we'll see. So the Shabbos oretz now talks about that. That's the end of Halacha Aleph in the Rambam. Now we're going to learn the Shabbos Aretz. Right, so there's certain... Well, you can't cause the land to function on Shvius. The mitzvah is not on the land. The mitzvah is on you. But just like you can't... Your behemah is going to walk around. Your behemah is going to do malacha. But you can't do malacha. You can't have your behemah do malacha. Right? So you can't have the Oretz do malacha. That's a tzad. You'll see. You'll see right away in Afgamina. Can you, if you rent your field to a goy on Shemitah to do malacha, so it's certainly an Issa Dirabana. It's Amira La'akov. You can't tell a goy to do malacha. But maybe it's a Dioraisa, because it's your field. And and the goy's doing malacha. You can't let a goy do malacha on your field. That's one side. So he brings down the das ha'osrim. Yesh misha omer. I'm reading now from the Sefer Shabbos ha'aretz. Shegamim hanochri oved d'sodah shel Yisrael. The Yisrael is mevatel the mitzvah saseh. If a goy is working my field on Shemitah, I'm mevatel the asay. The asay is I have to make sure of v'shav sa'aretz. There is a din of shvitzah sa'aretz. Just like there's a din of shvitzah behemto on Shabbos, and according to Beis Shammai, there's a din of shvitzah kelim. So the lashon ha'pasuk, according to these shitas, is v'shav sa'aretz. Same thing. So if a goy does avoda in a field of a Jew, I'm over a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa of v'shav sa'aretz. Kishem shem nochri osu malacha bebehemto shel Yisrael b'Shabbos. It's like if I let a goy do malacha with my animal on Shabbos, Oiva Yisrael al mitzvah asay shel shvisos beima shehatorah tolsas hashvisa ba'aretz shenemar v'shofso ha'aretz shabbos l'ashem. Alkein ein hefresh, there's no difference. Miwa osas hamalacha b'avodas ha'aretz. It doesn't matter who's doing the malacha. It's not on the gavra. It's on. I have to see to it that the aretz is not involved in work in agricultural avoda. So it doesn't matter if it's Yisrael or Nachmi. Certainly the lav, says Rav Kook, certainly the lav is only on the gavra, because the lav is sot chalot tizra v'karma chalot tizmar. V'chol yeser ha-melochol she-porto ha-torah le-isser she-tolo osu na-kosu ba-odom ha-osas ha-melocha v'ada yim ha-nochri osu elu ha-melochis eina Yisrael oiva b'lo-isasa shel-torah. Nobody's suggesting, says Rav Kook, that the Jew is either the lav, if the guy does sos chaloy tizra v'kam chaloy tizmar, but maybe the assay of shvisas aretz, the Yisrael zayver, if he allows a guy to do malacha. Well, if he's there, it's also midiraisa to rent your field to a guy on Shemitah. Aval b'sha anochri, even though the anochri is working for himself, and he's doing malacha for himself, and he's renting the field from you. But since the sadeh belongs to the Jew, so there's an issa d'oraisa there. Schirus is not mafkia, the kinyan of the Jew. This is the dasa osra. We'll see, the major machlokas. V'nimsa she'ovi Yisrael ba'asei, alidei avodosi shel nachri. This is really supported by a Gemara in Avodah Zorah, of Tezvav Amud Beis, where the Gemara actually says Mamalei Abaye, right, Varesod, just like the Gemara before talks about a person's Mitzuvah and Shvisas Behemto B'Shabbos, Amaralei Abaye V'chol Hecha Da'odam Mitzuvah Osir Varesod Da'odam Mitzuvah Al Shvisas Sodehu B'Shvias. Wow, it says Feresh Adam Mitzuvah Al Shvisas Sodehu B'Shvias. Toisus Rav Elchanan, which is a Rishon on the Sefer Avodah Zarah, says so explicitly. Daf Tezvav Amud Beis. Toisus Rav Elchanan, which is one of the, like Toisus Rav Einu Peretz, Toisus Harosh, Toisus Rav Elchanan, nothing to do with Elchanan Vassanan. Toisus Rav Elchanan says B'Feresh that according to this Gemara, if you let a guy do malach in your field on Shvius, you're over the assay of the Shavsa Aretz. If you look in Taisus on the Amud, though, Taisus does not say that. Taisus says if you let a Jew do malacha, dafka Jew, the Shubiyad Yisrael Acher Yeshbo Issa Dioraisa in Zorah Boha Yisrael, that becomes another Shaila, which we'll see in a few moments.
A guy
has no shlichus with the araisa. It would be the rabbanon. There is an isra amir la'akum, which is one of the problems of one of the potential problems, even of the heta mechira. It's called, because if you end up telling the guy to do a malacha on shvius, it's at least an isra rabbanon of amir la'akum. And I don't want to go there. I want to talk about this shaila of what is the mitzvah saseh of a shavsa aret shabbos l'ashem. So there's one shita that it's darach hashulchan. By the way, this was like fell into this. The Aruch HaShulchan wrote a sefer called Aruch HaShulchan HaOsid, and he has on the whole Zeroyim and the whole Kachim and the whole Tyrus. And so if you are familiar with Aruch HaShulchan's style and his clarity, so it exists in the Aruch HaShulchan HaOsid as well. So in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel Siman Yutes. If you test, he says, "V'nira the koma she'osu b'shvius afidu al yedei akum osu min haTorah." It's also to have a guy do it on your field. V'loydami l'shabbos the amira la'akum shvus. V'loydami the b'shabbos malacha nesra. That's what's also. V'lo shvisa sodeh. Bias she'shvisa sodeh hi hamitzvah. The mitzvah is that the sodah should be shoveh. Some came ali al yodo or al yedei akum. sof over al shvisas aretz. So the Baruch HaShulchan assumes that for Dover Poshut. The Minchas Chinuch, both in Mitzvah Kuf Yud Beis, which is the Shavs Haaretz Shabbos Lashem, and Shin Chavav, which is in Bahar, also assumes that to be the case, that it's the Minchas Chinuch says it also. And the Rambam, you know, on the top, in the Koteret, also writes Shetispol Saoretz Bishviyas Mimalach. So this is the Das HaOsrim that Rav Kook brings down. Then he brings down Das HaMatirim. Matirim is that it's an Issa, from the Issa D'Oraisa. V'yesh Omrim, I'm reading from the Sefer now, Shemuto Lahaskil Lenochri Soda Shel Yisrael, that mid-D'Oraisa you could rent it to a guy, mid-D'Oraisa. One source is Tosfos and Avodah Zarah we saw. It's not so clear what Tosfos means, that it's also mid-D'Oraisa. If a Jew does malacha in my field, who's over the Yisr? Him or me? That we'll see in a moment. And if it's me, then it really becomes like a lumdish idea. That there is such a tzad that the Baal HaKarka is over, so then it's like, I'm not allowed to let a Jew do malacha in my field, that's the Araisa. If a guy, you know, if it's Shvisas Haaretz, and even if a guy does it, it's also Midiraisa. But to say that if it's a Jew does malach in my field, but still the balakarka is over, that already, you need a little more mental gymnastics for that. Exactly what's my isser. So the teretz would be some, but we'll get to it. First I want to learn the das ha-matirim is that a goy can do malacha, but be aware that one of the matirim is Tosfos, who says with Eirish that I can't let a Jew do malacha in my field. And it sounds from Tosfos that the balakarka is over, not just lifnei iver, but the balakarka is over. That's how the achrayim understand Tosfos, and there are many shitas like that. The einisur shel shvisas oretz afilu ba'asei shebo kim biyisrael shehu bar chiyuva de shvisa. In other words, the idea of the shvisas oretz, since I guess. Since Oretz doesn't really do malacha in any sense, so the malacha of the field with the hakpada of the Oretz doing malacha would be a Jew doing malacha on the field, sort of using the Oretz to do malacha. Yes, there is another side that it's bechlal not on the Oretz, it's only on the gavra. But then if a Jew does malacha in my field, the oved is over, not the bala sadeh. So we'll see about that in a moment. But right now we're talking about if a guy does malach in my field, because we're talking purely about la'afuke, the concept that it's purely shvisas ha'aretz, like shvisas behema or shvisas kelim on Shabbos. So yesh omrim shemuter lahaskil lenochri sodah shel Yisrael, and there's no iser, ki im b'Yisrael. Avol kol zman shein Yisrael oved, ein ze mevatel shvisas ha'aretz b'meh she'oved hanochri. Ki im shein ha'metzuveh, because that's not called a violation of Shvisas Haaretz, because it's on the gavra and the guy is a guy. He's doing right. Then there's a question when you, so then it's talking, but he talks to Poyel Rav Kook. So Midiraisa, you can rent it out to a guy, and he can do malacha. Then there would be a problem of Schar Shvias, like there's a problem of Schar Shabbos. So maybe you have to do it by law, but we're not going to, we won't go into that now. We're going to only talk about the concept. Right. But the Osrim hold, that's exactly the point. Very good. And that's why the Osrim hold is an Issa Shvisas Haaretz. So it doesn't matter that he's doing it for himself.
But even by the material, they're not addressing payros that come from the
That's another inyan, whether it has kedusha or not. That's totally in yesh kinyan or ain kinyan. Rav Shlomo Zalman, I'm reading now from the notes of the Tosfos Shabbos, as the parish is called, from the Machon Torah Oretz. So that's Rav Kook brings down the matirim, the osrim and the matirim of renting it to a guy. Tosfos and Avodah Zarah. And the Marit, maybe the Pas HaShulchan, The Maor Makaimus are here in the notes in the Tosefes Shabbos. The Tosefes Shabbos then brings down from the Zalman and the Chazanish that the Aseh is only on the Oved, totally, not on the Balakarka. Meaning in the scenario when a Jew's working the field, on my field, although from Tosefes and Avodah Zarah, Daf Tes Vav, it would be mashma, perhaps, that the... It's pretty mashma that the balakarka is over when a Jew, but only when a Jew does it, not when a guy does it. And you have to really think about that because it's a sort of hybrid lumdus. But the Chazanish and the Shlomo Zalman say, according to that side, only the oved is over, not the balakarka. They bring down the Chazanish is masupik about it. They bring down the Maor Makaimus and the Chazanish, where he says maybe yeah and maybe not. In the Derech Emuna, he talks about this also, because this is the place to talk about it, on this first Rambam, Mitzvah Saseh Lishbos. He says it's that the Oved is over Lo Habaylam, he assumes that Sad. He brings down in the Tzion HaAlocha from the Chazanish, and that it's on the, you know, on the tzad that it's not shvisus ha'aretz purely, then it's purely on the oved, not on the bal hakarka b'chlal. Here's another nafkamina, and this is mamash b'poyel. I remember from last shmita. Why the Chazanish is musupik, I'm not sure. You have to be mine in the Derech Emuna, because if the Chazanish is so clear that there's no din shvisus ha'aretz, so why is he musupik in the following shaila? There's a din of Tosefes Shvius, at least when the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, you have to add on to Shvius a certain amount of time. That's not knowing b'zman hazeh. It's halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, it's not knowing b'zman hazeh. But the Chazanish is musupik, and Minchas Chinuch is also musupik. Maybe you can't plant something so close to Shvius that it'll take root in Shvius. You plant something 2 days before Shvius, it takes, let's say, 3 days to take root, I think we assume. If it's vegetables, 3 days to take root, maybe I'm making a mistake. Rak upon him to do the pu'ula of planting an Erev Shvius, but the earth will be collate, the Hashrosha will take place on Shemitah. So the Derech Emunah says, at the end of Sivkot Aleph in Perek Rishon, but Tzorachion, it's Chazanish really. The Suffolk is the Chazanish and the Minchas Chinuch. So that the Minchas Chinuch is Masufik. Well, okay, let me say first the Suffolk. Im Zareya Somach L'Shvius, if you plant so close to Shvius, and this is Shiloh, this comes up. Oil. You plant so close to Shvius, that Tiklot B'Shvius, that the earth is going to be Koilet the Hashrosha on Shvius. Are you over in Issam at the Araisa? You did the work on Shishas, but the earth was Koilet the Zera on Shvius. So is that an Issam at the Araisa? So that the Minchas Chinuch should be Mesopik, I can understand, because the Minchas Chinuch is clear that the Issar is Veshavsa Ha'aretz. But still, you're doing the Pu'ulas Ha'Issar in Shishas, so I can hear a Suffolk. Why the Chazanish should be Mesopik when he doesn't go with the Tzad of Shvisas Ha'aretz? In fact, he even holds when a Yid does Malacha in a Yid's field, the Oved is over, not the Balakarka. See, B'chlal seems to negate any idea of Shvisas Ha'aretz.
It's still your Mice, it just has an elongated effect, but it's still your Mice.
So, okay, if anybody wants to pursue it, the Maor Makaimus are here in the Tzion HaHalacha and the Derech Emunah. The continuing to grow is not considered malacha. Apparently it's the klita, the hashrosha. The Chazanish does talk about that maybe the iser is b'chlal, who says the malacha is the hashrosha, the taking root. Malacha is planting, not the taking root. So that's in the Chazanish, that's his suffix. But I didn't go into it enough to see why the Chazanish is b'chlal nesupik if he doesn't hold in the Indian of Shvisa Saharetz. So maybe like who's had elongated mice. So it's the Derech Emunah has the Maor Makaimus. They don't bring down the Tosefes Shabbos. They don't bring down this tzad, this suffix about planting so close to Shemitah. Okay. one more thing in the Derech Emunah. Yeah, he casually says at the end of Sifkot and Beis, he casually says, "V'gam b'sodah shel goy, osur la'avod, da'kaimelon en kinyan l'goy be'eretz Yisrael, lafkia mi'mitzus atluyus baretz." Which, of course, that casual throwaway sentence puts that the mechira away. But the truth is, Rav Kook is ma'arich in his mavol that yesh kinyan la'akum lafkia. That's one of the principles that have to be set for the het the mechira to work, obviously. And it's based on the idea that Shemitah b'zman hazeh is the rabbanon, and he spends a lot of. That's what in the mavol. There's a few prakim devoted to first of all establishing that we pasken Shemitah b'zman hazeh is the rabbanon, and then he talks about a Yerushalmi and a Rashi and a Gemara rayas that if it's the rabbanon, then in a din the rabbanon yesh kinyan la'akum lafkia. So you know it brings a smile to your face. You know, Derech Emunah just casually says that ain't Kenyan, but it's a major issue, it's a major question. Maybe Kenyan, again, Yesh Kenyan means Yesh Kenyan la'akum, to be mafkia, the Kedushas Haaretz, and that's a question by in the Gemara throughout Shas. If Yesh Kenyan to be mafkia, it's from Trumas and Maestros. Maybe Yesh Kenyan. Well, ain't Kenyan means he doesn't own the land enough to be mafkia, the Kedushas Haaretz. The fact that a guy owns it doesn't override the innate Kedushas Haaretz that it has because of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That it has because of either Kedusha Rishayna or Kedusha Shnia. It doesn't override that. So, that's... Okay. Rav Kook also brings down the question of grama, which is a major issue because, there's, as we know from Hilchos Shabbos and Mechon Tzomet, right? Grama is a major way to Mechon Tzomet. On Shabbos, there's a whole grumma phone and a grumma. They have a grumma jeep already, and a grumma this. And, you know, it's, a grumma means it's not direct; it's indirect. And it's so it's, if it's a tzorech, you want to try to avoid doing a malacha. So they have very sophisticated electronics that it's grumma. So Rav Kook talks about grumma b'malacha shvius. I'm reading now again from the Sefer Shabbos Aretz. It's all on the Halacha Aleph in the Rambam. Yesh Omim Shagroma Hutra B'Melech HaShviyas Vein Oiva B'Loi Sasa V'Asei. That it's a Groma. You're not doing a direct Melech. Yesh Omim Shab'Isra Asei Ove B'Chol Olfon. And again, there's Pulpulim. You could say it's Tali if there's an Isra Shvisas Aretz. So what does it make a difference if the person's avoda is a groma, but the oretz is not being shoveis? So again, the Maram HaKaimus are here. We're not learning it on that level. If you want to, you let me know. But that's a shaila about groma melech hashvius, whether it's also diaraisa or not. It would certainly be the asay, not the lav, because the lav would follow the rules of kol haTerekula, that you need that a groma is not Sot Chaloy Tizra, Karma Chaloy Tizmar. But the... Okay.
The renter is doing the work, that's pretty grumma.
What?
If a renter is doing the work, that's pretty grumma.
Well, the renter doing the work directly, and there's a... And you're violating the Shav Saharetz. When somebody does the malacha in an ofen of grumma, that's a shayla. Maybe it's totally in the same thing. And Chanami, that's what I'm saying. It might be totally in the same thing. That it's not... It's a violation of it's certainly a violation of the Shav Saharetz.
Sorry?
It's Shav Visa Saharetz. But
talking Isur Deraisa. You're violating the Asay. Rav Kook then brings down Yesh Misha Omer. They bring down for the Chazanish, but Rav Kook wouldn't have quoted the Chazanish, I don't think. The Chazanish is safer because it's not printed yet at the time of Rav Kook, I don't think. Yesh Misha Omer, Shekol Malacha Shekadarka, is very interesting. A malacha that's done in the normal agricultural way that it's done, even if technically there's enough of a break between his pa'ula and the result. I'm afraid I can't give you an example. I'm sorry. I should have prepared better and talked to a farmer. But if in the normal way agricultural malacha is done, even if technically speaking it would be called a grama, is asura midin Torah. So they bring down from the Chazanish says that. That would be the equivalent, let's say you have certain cases of harisha with the animal, that the Ramban says it's not called Shvisas Behemto, that's how you are Choresh. You are Choresh with the animal. The animal is considered a tool that you're using to be Choresh the land. That's just my own mashal of such a thing. And therefore, if the normal agricultural way is to do a malachim that way, even if it's technically grama, it might be also a d'oraisa. That could come up. And it's Hashem, as my game plan is that the beginning of the Rambam is all about agricultural malachas. I hope to start bringing in people who will talk about what they're doing in Shishas to prepare for Shvius, what you're not allowed to do on Shvius, etc. Okay, that's I'm going to stop here. I apologize. I didn't prepare properly. I see. In order to be Meirich and all the things I could be Meirich in, maybe it's Emsa de Tziburim. But this was a good start. We learned Halacha Aleph and we learned these in Yom. Okay, we'll stop here. Who wants a Sefer? Can anybody? I'll be. That's not a good way. So we need a piece of paper and a pen.
Thank you. Take orders.
Thank you very much. Okay, I see. I have to. It goes faster than I thought.
Who's
Derech Emunah? That's one of Chaim Kanievsky. He wrote a sefer on all of Zroim called Derech Emunah. He treats the Rambam as the Mechaber, and he writes, this is like Mishnah Berurah, so to speak, Bir Halacha, so to speak, Shara Tzion, so to speak.
Which sefer?
This is a Maksei Mishnah Berurah. This is Chelek Dalet. So to speak, the Yovel. The Rambam is Mechaber and Umar, and he writes this. And he wrote that. Yeah, he made a mock Mishnah Berurah. I mean, the first of the one was the Badei Asulchan, I think. But now it's very common. They have it on Chosha Mishpat, on Eben Ezra, and Yeridea. Yeah, people make mock Mishnah Berurahs. Like, what? Yeah, yeah. The Eben Mishnah Berurah, a Bir Halacha, and a Mar Makomos.
What's kind of interesting on it seems that this. At the root of it,
there's a lot of ramifications if something's an issue to your eyes,
sir. Yeah, but
Well, the Chazanish Paschal is a certain. I'm not sure what. There's different shitas.
Yeah.
Right. So you want to know the Ben Chaschinach is Masupik and the Chazanish Paskin is a certain way, and Rav Kook does not Paskin in this Sefer. He wrote a parish on the Rabbah. He doesn't take a position. I see Rav Chaim Kanievsky takes a position. He starts off in Sifkotan Aleph that it's Mavur, that there's no din of Shvisas Aretz. In fact, it's only on the Oved, even when it's a Jew, it's only on the Oved, not on the Balakarka. He says that very, Ulefizim in HaTorah, Yochel Yisro Al Yudei Goy. You tell a guy to plant your field on Shvius, it's only in this with Rabbanan of Amir La'akum. Now, so that's how he's Paschal. The Chazanish Paschal is that way. And he brings that, Avodas, Toysh Rabbeinu El Chonon, What I really did not have time to go into is then why is he masupik about the Zoreya a day before Shvius?
that maybe that's an issa d'oraisa. Because the Kalita, so he brings that the Chazanish, I mean he has the Maramokam, we can look it up. Yud Zayin Chafei, or maybe Yud Zayin. He has it said that the Kalita is like Zriya. That the, when it takes root, it's like an act of Zriya. Ubetoises avoidazora shamashma, sheino isra shel shvisa sasode toloi babailus, eloha oived basode, oibiral isra shvisa. I don't know how he sees it in Toises. I don't know. Elochavonos hagamora is just that the karka is a tool. So the Gemara is really very much more like Tosafot ben Elchanan. So here he doesn't have the suffix. Where's the suffix? Chav Beis of Katan Hay. Chazanesh is Chav Beis. It's of Katan Hay. Oh. The Stapek in Mutal is Roya Bezman Azeh when there's no Din Tosafot Shvias. Kadesha Tiklot Beshvias. But you're being Zareh and it's going to take root in Shvias. Nira kivin de leinizka begemoro upoiskim lasor ein lano lechadish yisurim, which people would say is a very surprising thing for the Chazanish to say. Babel gav the matzinu chumro. Yeah, abul bezman hazeh ein. He assumes it's not asher. I don't even know why he's masupas, but certainly his maskana is that it's mutter, and it certainly fits with his. Sheet that there's no Isser Shvisas Haaretz. So I'm not sure why he was even a super.
Where's the super?
There's three volumes. There's an old printing. This is the printing that Machon HaTorah of Haaretz put out, three volumes. And I don't think it's condited by anything else. He wrote copious footnotes that makes it like very.
Why is this better than Yerach HaMuyos?
What?
Why is this better than Yerach HaMuyos?
I don't know, first of all, what you mean by better.
I mean, why are we...
Why are we learning this? Because I like the idea that I'm learning Rav Kook Sefer, so that it could be a little, hey, we're Rav Kook Sefer for... That's why. Besides, this is too much. This is too much. This is a Mishnah Brura. It's like sitting and learning Mishnah Brura, Bir Alaka. This is too much. If we would have learned this tonight, we wouldn't have made any headway. This is like a Mishnah Brura. This is very extensive, very... This is a Mishnah Brura on the Rambam. With the Bir Alaka and with the Sharatzil. Rav Kook didn't do that. Rav Kook just made comment. The footnotes make it, I would say, if not for the footnotes, it would be almost not worthwhile to learn. It just makes comments here and there. The footnotes already give Maramakomos, explain the ramifications of his comments, and what do other postmen say about his comments. So they give life to the Sefer. I plan on using the Derech Amona to pick out certain things that are...
How much is this?
I couldn't tell you. I'll find out tomorrow. I'm meeting with them to plan for Shvius. So, No, because it's too late. You're going to buy a Sefer on Hilchos Shabbos on Shabbos? Okay. How many people want the Murray out? Okay, I'll tell them to bring 10.